Rusty Quill presents.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you woke up a little angry there. You must be confused. Are you recording this?
Is that illegal? I'm so rude. I'm sorry. But really, is this illegal?
No, sir, not at all. I just heard the beep and I was a little confused. Sorry, why exactly do you feel the need to record this conversation?
It's stupid. I'm doing this podcast thing, but I don't think anyone is listening to it or can even hear what is really going on the recordings. So at this point, it's more like an audio diary thing. So I guess I'm not really sure why I'm recording this. And now I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
An audio diary thing, huh? Never heard of that before. Are you feeling all right? You've been all over the place since you woke up. Your head okay? Yeah, you must have had quite the night last night.
Last night? Oh, God. The house is... Is it gone?
Is the house gone? No, I can't say that it is. When we arrived on the scene, there was no demolition crew, just you in your front yard screaming what sounded like gibberish at the top of your lungs. I could smell the alcohol on you the second I stepped out of my vehicle. We didn't even bother doing a field sobriety test. Your shirt was drenched in alcohol.
Alcohol? I didn't drink any. I did spill it all over my shirt.
When I got you in the car, you just sat in the back muttering to yourself, "I need to leave, I need to leave, I need to leave." It was really... It's quite bizarre. But when we finally got here and got you into the drunk tank, you suddenly turned mute. You didn't make another peep. You just sat there in the corner of the room staring at the wall. It was, quite the Blair Witch type shit.
So the house, it looked fine? There was nothing weird about it.
Weird about it like what? I mean, we received some noise complaints, headed out to where those complaints were coming from, and found you standing in the front of a very normal-looking house. But what exactly do you think happened last night?
Even if I wanted to, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to tell you anything.
You can talk to me, Nate. I'll understand.
You don't get it. It's not that I don't... How do you know my name?
We checked your ID before we brought you in.
Right. That makes sense. This isn't going to work. I've tried talking about it before, and it's just impossible, but I'll try. I'm not really from the area. About a year before I got here, my girlfriend disappeared without a trace. I remembered that she used to talk about her sister that went to school in Maine, so I started looking at places to rent in the area just in case she was here somewhere, and then I found this house. Or actually, the house found me, I guess. A link to it showed up as an ad on some other site. I don't know how internet algorithms work, but the price was too good to pass up. So I got to the house, and then things got all sorts of fucked up. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse.
You can swear, Nate. You're not 12.
Oh. Okay, well, thanks. Sorry. Well, then I looked around the house. I found this weird room in the basement. It's full of these old filing cabinets that are filled with these really weird fucking letters. All of them are about people describing these terrifying things that are happening to them. There's one about a woman who thinks her daughter was replaced by some sort of monster, a kid who was hearing his dead father calling his name from the sea, a guy whose house is shifting around whenever he isn't looking.
Weird. Who was the previous owner? Let me guess. Was it, Kuntz? King? Maybe Stein? RL, of course.
No. In the letters, it seems like these people are contacting someone for help. I don't know who they were writing to. None that I've read have specified who they're talking to. A few of them just mentioned that they found the address on some website. But I haven't been able to find anything about it online.
Well, that is a little weird, yeah.
There's more. A friend of mine lives here with me. I think.
You think? What do you mean? They either lived with you or they didn't.
He did. He lived with me for months, but I only remember bits and pieces of it.
Drinking a little too much?
Look, I don't drink often. I wasn't drunk last night. I had a drink and spilled most of it on my shirt. I took one drink right before I...
Before? Before you what?
Before I lit my house on fire.
You lit your house on fire? When I picked you up, there was no smoke or anything coming from your house. It was most definitely not on fire. But, well, why would you want to burn your house down?
It was the only way I could get away.
Get away? From what? What do you mean?
From the house. It wouldn't let me leave. No matter how far I would drive, I couldn't get away. I would always somehow end up right back to it.
Well, that doesn't really add up. I mean, you got away. You're about 8 miles away from the house.
Wait. You're right. I'm free. I made it out. I fucking made it out. How? And why am I able to tell you any of this? Every time I tried telling someone else about this, something would stop me. The only one I could say anything to about this is Bella. Bella. Where's Bella?
I I have no idea who you're talking about.
My dog. She was with me last night, and then when I got out of the house, she was gone.
Take it easy, Nate. Relax, relax. Your dog is fine.
Where is she?
Your next-door neighbor stepped in and offered to watch her till you'd be let out. Everything is fine.
What? Which neighbor? What was their name?
I don't know. One of the other officers has it. I believe it's Jim or something.
Jim. I need to leave. Right now. Can I leave?
Well, you are free to go.
Thanks. Where exactly am I? How do I get home?
Like I said earlier, you're about 8 miles away in the police station. Look around. Notice the police officers?
How do I get home?
Is there someone you can have pick you up? Uber? Lyft?
Listen, please, I need to get home. Can you please take me? Please.
All right. Come on, calm down. I'm just pulling your leg, yanking your chain, busting your chops. Let's go.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.